In emptiness, there is no form, no sensation, perception, mental reaction, consciousness, and so on to no old age and death, and also no ending of old age and death, no suffering, cause of suffering, cessation, path. The supreme mantra completely removes all suffering. This is truth, not mere formality. For quite a while, my talks have been focused on what we might describe as compassionate practice, engaged practice, awakened practice, the coming together of form and emptiness, the expression of non-dualistic realization in our compassionate lives. Every so often, though, it's nice to return to the cushion, return to practice. And the great insight that is offered in our still sitting. Our liberation. When we look deeply into our suffering, not through denial, not through oppression, not through trying to fix or escape our suffering, but through looking deeply into our suffering, we realize that there is no suffering at all. When we look deeply into a flower, we see that there is no flower. We see that there are flower petals, that there is a stem, that each of these parts is made of water, earth, and sunlight. The flower has no essence of its own, but is a dependent arising. We can speak of emptiness in two ways. In one sense, we're talking about impermanence. Where are the spring flowers now? In another sense, we are talking about interdependent origination. The first sense refers to time, that everything is always changing and therefore has no fixed essence. Thus, there is nothing to fear. The suffering that enters my heart this evening morphs and changes like clouds in the sky, always shape-shifting through time, unrecognizable one moment after the next, with no fixed essence. There is nothing that I can point to. Similarly, we can talk about emptiness in space. This is the idea, like when we look at a rainbow and think it is a thing, and our hand passes right through. We look at the flower and realize that it is made of constituent parts, and all of those parts can be broken down infinitely. No part a fundamental particle, a quantum reality. More space than matter. More fluid energy and process than noun. These are metaphors, of course, for our own lives, for our own experience, for ourselves, and for what we think of as reality. There are no Republicans or Democrats. These are identities that are formulated, constructions, mental formations, and just like clouds, they shapeshift over time. They have no fixed essence. My death has no fixed essence. There was no self there in the first place to die. The encouragement is to encounter our suffering just as it is, moment after moment, and to look deeply and realize this for ourselves. To realize its lack of essence, its lack of permanence, and see our attachment to it and fear of it also have no fixed essence and simply fall away. And in this falling away of our hardened conceptions, we find great freedom, an opening to the fluidity of life, to this moment which runs like water through our hands, ungraspable. The old saying, there is no capturing the spring breeze in a bottle. So it is with life, so it is with every single conception we have. Though we may try hard to fix the world in place with our ideas, the world keeps changing. Though we try hard to protect ourselves, build walls around ourselves, these walls are permeable. There is no way. We are interwoven with this ever-shape-shifting cosmos. We ourselves, just like cloud formations, just like rainbows, just like flowers, rising out of the earth and falling away. If we are attached to a particular flower form, we suffer. But that's okay, because this too is just another flower. Our suffering, like flowers of air. Our conceptions hammering nails into the sky. And so our practice to simply attend one moment after another to this beautiful dance that we simply can't hold on to, that we cannot protect ourselves from. We are the dance. And we're so lucky to have each other as dance partners, to join in with our little congregation of practitioners and dedicate ourselves to this way of attention, of appreciation, of open-heartedness, compassion, and loving action, born out of our ever shape-shifting awareness, born out of our interconnectedness, born out of emptiness. In emptiness, there is no form, no sensation, perception, mental reaction, consciousness, and so on, to no old age and death, and also no ending of old age and death, no suffering, cause of suffering, cessation, path. The unsurpassed mantra, the supreme mantra, removes all suffering. This is truth, not mere formality. Thank you.